Right now, though, we're going to jump into an interesting conversation with the chief market strategist from ValueEngine.com. I was watching this video interview earlier today. Richard Suttmeier is with us. We're talking about mortgage relief. A majority of Americans believe the federal government should do more to assist homeowners. 4 out of 5 adults think that 2012 and its election is going to have a major impact on the housing market. And Richard certainly has thrown an interesting idea out there. Good evening and welcome to WCCO.
Thank you, Moose. Great to hear your voice, and let's get on with it.
Well, let's get on with it. Your idea seems to outrage both Democrats and Republicans, so that immediately caught my eye. I'm like, wow, hey, maybe we're on to something. In a nutshell, what are we talking about here?
What we're talking about is the fact that we've had several attempts at federal programs to help the mortgage market. And they don't cover everyone. You have to be underwater. There's no real program that helps everyone. And the Federal Reserve is really the only economic stimulus around because the Republicans certainly are not willing to do any more for housing than it's already been done.
Well, we only bail out Wall Street.
Exactly.
We don't bail out Main Street. We bail out Wall Street.
You're absolutely right. My program... My suggestion takes money and puts it right on Main Street USA into community and regional banks direct from the Federal Reserve through a credit facility. And you know, during the bailouts, they did many, many different credit facilities.
Well, they opened the Fed lending window, which I don't think a lot of people understand what that means. The banks and the hedge funds, and this is what really should get people upset, hedge funds should have never qualified for Fed window money, but they changed their description to be a bank instead of a casino that had lost a ton of money. So then they go to the Fed and borrow money at what, 0% interest, then turn around and shore up their balance sheet, get back on their feet. But do they share that with anybody else? Not really.
Not really is right. And they use a lot of that money to speculate in commodities and currencies.
Yeah, it was like we gave the drunken blackjack player more money.
Exactly. And now we need to give Main Street some money and give homeowners some money.
Well, when I saw your idea, I thought, you know what, why not? I would love to see homeowners that could pay their mortgage or at least find a way to refinance into an affordable mortgage and be able to then spend money back in the economy and shore up the home market.
That's right. And a lot of people don't realize that the new home market, home construction, is 17% of our economy. And right now, it's like probably negative in our economy. And in all post-World War II recoveries have been led by home construction. And we do not have home construction at a viable pace right now. Everybody, 2011 was the worst year in history for the construction industry with regard to building of new homes. And the new home, the price of a new home, dropped 12.8% last year, and it was the worst year on record. And we ended the year with a record low, only 157,000 new homes that are not sold.
Right.
The lowest on record.
Richard, let me lay this out there for you, though, because I certainly understand this argument, and I certainly agree with it. When we supplied a lot of money, stupid money, and I was living in South Florida watching this happen. This was back in 2004, 2006, where you could basically, if you could fog a mirror, you could borrow $500,000, no questions asked. So now a home that's worth maybe $200,000 because there's this free available money is jacked up to $350,000, $400,000. I watched homes in my neighborhood go from right around $250,000 to $500,000 in 18 months. And my question to you is, with what we're talking about here is, does the person that bought the $500,000 home that's really valued at $250,000, do they get a break then to refinance back down? How do you do that?
Well, you as long as they're making their current payments on their mortgage, give them a break by lowering the rate on that mortgage and keep the principal amount the same. In other words, he stays underwater. But if you cut that mortgage rate down to, say, 2.5% to 3% on a 30-year fixed, instead of the whatever they have now, 6% on that mortgage. That's a lot of money in the homeowner's pockets month mm-hmm. to month that goes right back into the economy.
Who takes the haircut on that?
There isn't really a haircut. I mean, the Federal Reserve is going to be buying the 10-year Treasury note at 1.83%. So they're loaning the Treasury money at 1.83%. So if they can loan that money instead to the government, loan it to community and regional banks in some sort of facility, then the banks mark it up to 2.5 to 3% and write mortgages on that with that money.
Do you think that people that are just sitting in a normal situation should be allowed to access that to refi?
Absolutely. If you're making your payments and you're a healthy homeowner, why shouldn't you get a benefit, the same benefit as if someone is struggling and needs a helping hand? I mean, I think the foreclosure process probably should continue for those who can afford their home, period. But in my program, you might give a little leeway. If you're 3 months behind, catch up, then you qualify for the program. But if you're making your payments, say, for the last 6 months or whatever, without a glitch, all you have to do is sign a paper saying your mortgage is now 2.5% or whatever, instead of the 5% you currently have.
See, that's what I don't understand. You've got people
that right?
Yeah, people that are paying 6 to 7% and a pretty steep monthly mortgage payment that are going, look, if you can refi me down to 3.5-4%, I can make this work. I want to make this work.
Absolutely.
You know, we sure as hell gave a big, big break to Wall Street and the hedge funds, and I'm not seeing that coming back. Not back to Main Street.
It was supposed to trickle down to Main Street, and
we got trickled on.
That's right.
We didn't.
You're totally right.
When I argue with my hardcore right wing friends on this, I'm like, explain to me where the money came back. Where is it? I see a lot of CEO types and Wall Street traders that are making huge bonuses again, but I don't see people that are stuck, maybe a little bit underwater in a home, going, look, man, if you cut me a break, I'm at 7.5% because of the mess you created, and now you affected my job, my credit rating, you got bailed out, but you're sticking it to me at 7.5%, you got a break, where's mine? Isn't that the basic argument we're talking about here? You would think. One would think. We're visiting with Richard Suttmeyer of ValueEngine.com about an interesting idea. Use the Fed's balance sheet, about $2 trillion, to lower the rates of healthy homeowners and invigorate housing, construction, all of that good stuff. Moose Miller sitting in tonight for John Hines on News Radio 830. We're going to come back and visit a little bit more with the chief strategist from ValueEngine.com here on WCCO.
Yeah.
This could be an interesting idea.
I get a feeling that I never had before. No, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Talking about the mortgage mess and crisis.
I get a good feeling.
And an interesting idea. Put out there by our guest, Richard Suttmeyer from ValueEngine.com. Thanks for hanging through the break there, Richard.
No problem.
You know, we seem to have some issue with our phone going on there when somebody was calling in and trying to respond to what we've been discussing here, which is basically letting the Fed create a fund that is a 10-year note that money then can be lent out to regional and community banks at a rate of what, about 2.5%, 3%?
3%. Yeah, you need to have a spread over the 10-year note, so that it pays for the cost of the program. So it gives the banks incentive to participate, and they make that spread.
What do you think of the possibility of this actually happening?
Well, come up with a better idea.
I'm with you on this. The funny thing is, you read so much about Fannie and Freddie, and any chance I ever get, I like to point out, it wasn't Fannie and Freddie that was the cause of this problem. It was the watering down of the requirements to qualify for a loan, for a mortgage, and the whole extend and pretend mentality. If you force people to hold on to those mortgages rather than securitize them or send them on down the line to the next sucker in the hot potato game, suddenly people are going to pay a hell of a lot more attention to the mortgages they're underwriting.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But also the key to it, Moose, is the fact that, you know, the National Association of Home Builders, if they hear this program or see the video that was on Yahoo Breakout today.
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
Yeah, let's hope that they get a hold of it and maybe put something out and let Congress get to know what we're talking about here. Because,
well, I just, any chance that we can get to put an idea out there that would actually put money in regular people's pockets rather than Wall Street, which is going to turn around and then further lobby and spend that money in the banking world, the hedge fund world, to continue to water down things to their end, I'm all for.
Of course, and it doesn't cost, my plan doesn't cost taxpayers a dime.
Why aren't we hearing more about this?
I don't know. You know that if you build 100 single-family homes in a community, it creates 300 full-time jobs and $8.9 million in federal, state, and local taxes, which are needed for schools, police, and firefighters.
Richard, where do you stand on things like bringing back Glass-Steagall?
I think that's the right idea.
Mm-hmm.
You need to break up the too-big-to-fail banks.
All right, and the whole Dodd-Frank was a good start. It needs a lot of work.
A ton of work.
But to sit there and say we need less regulation, when I hear that, you want to go nuts.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Now, I saw on TV today the launching of a futures contract on betting on home prices.
Yeah.
And I think that's ridiculous too.
Well, it's basically short selling that it's going to drop.
Right, but my question, which wasn't answered, is what's the deliverable? In other words, in a futures contract, if you buy a future in corn and you hold it to maturity, you're going to own physical corn.
Yeah.
So if in a futures contract for a home, what are you going to own?
You're going to own that little sliver, that tranche.
A tranche. Maybe it's the toilet bowls of all the homes in that tranche.
You know, and that's the thing that, you know, we're all working our asses off these days. We're too busy focusing in on our families, our jobs, and in the meantime, the big money has gotten a hold of this, and they are playing the game, man. They have rigged the game to their end. And if we don't wake up on this thing and start to really understand who's been manipulating our checkbook, so to speak, I really fear for what that outcome can be.
Exactly. You know, and part of it, too, is when you look at community and regional banks, we've had 421 bank failures in total since the end of 2007. And by my calculation, that number is going to be, I predicted back in 2008 that it would be 500 to 800 by the time we're through with this. And I believe that you know, if we don't have a program like this that gives these community banks a reason to try to survive, that we're going to lose even more.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of sitting there in the middle of the epicenter of the mortgage meltdown in South Florida back in the mid-2000s, and I remember moving back up to the Midwest in 2007 telling people, man, there's a tsunami coming, and they're all looking at me like, yeah, whatever, whatever, Chicken Little. And to see that thing hit like it hit and to have been following people like Nouriel Roubini going, you know what, you can't provide all this free, easy money in a no-regulated environment. It leads to no good.
Well, I mean, the other part of the equation with regard to having a 0 to 0.25% federal funds rate, which has been on the books now since the middle of December 2008, and the Fed says it's going to last until late 2014, that's 6 years of turning our economy into Japanese style. And what about the savers on Main Street? They can't earn a dime on their money market funds. So that's the other part of the equation where Main Street got the shaft.
Yeah, but Wall Street's doing great. You know,
Wall Street's doing great.
They're doing fantastic, man.
The big, too big to fail banks are bigger.
And I'm enjoying being trickled on, I guess. I guess. Well, it's an interesting idea. Where can people read more, learn more about this? Do you have stuff up at valueengine.com?
Yes, valueengine.com with one E in the middle. So it's valueengine.com, one E in the middle. And you can get a hold of me through that. They have a support at valueengine.com email address.
Excellent. Richard, thanks for joining us this evening. Some interesting food for thought there, my friend.
Thank you very much, Moose.
Richard Suttmeyer joining us here on WCCO.